I thank the distinguished representative of the Netherlands for his comments. Just for the record, in the past, I mean, the initial deliberations of the GGE were quite, we have a very large presence of technical and military people involved in the initial discussions, and then we felt that it was about time to go into the legal diplomatic stream of work. And I believe that perhaps as we are approaching perhaps the point in which we are trying to harvest convergences, that then again we might need some additional support, because then we are hitting precisely the point that people would say in France, où le bas blesse, or the real sticking points that need to be sorted out. But it just is a testimony of how far we have moved in our, let us say, legal diplomatic discussions. I think that it's a good indication. And my colleague reminds me that as to standards of legal review, I think that there was also a document by CIPRI, I think by 2015, that still retain a certain validity. And since I'm still talking, just remind me just the point that was that emanates from the intervention by Ecuador, that you might very well have a weapon that goes through the, let us say, technical review process, and it's considered as ticking all the necessary boxes, but its use might, in the end, be in contravention of international humanitarian law, which is, I mean, very is easy to see. I mean, machetes could be used to infringe international humanitarian law. Cannon shells, if they are filled with a weapon of mass destruction, for example, like chemical weapons. So I think that this dual track needs to be taken into account. But I hope I'm not going out of my depth, and then I will listen to the views of Article 36. Responding to many calls, not only from the chair. You have the floor, sir.